Well, we just got the news handed to us about OC. Did something happen in his first couple of practices?
I don't think it's anything happened any different than what he'd been experiencing. So it swelled up. He didn't want to continue like this where he'd practice, swell up. So between the doctors and OC, the decision was made that they would perform this scope and hopefully eliminate that part of it and allow the recovery time, and then, you know, allow him to go back to the field without having this as an issue. So hopefully it'll take less time than the other range, the other extent, and we'll get him back as fast as we can.
He had your doctors and a specialist tell him that he wouldn't need the surgery. Was it just that it swelled up?
I don't think that was the case at all. As a matter of fact, Ronnie and Dr. Warren talked about a period of time, maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, when they talked about the possibility of having to have this cleaned out. So I think this is no surprise. There's no surprise here.
How did the statement you did now?
We just keep going. You know, we'll keep going. Thinking in terms of him being back, you know, we will we'll use different combinations. Tollefson will obviously be involved more with these combinations, and there will be some packages that we won't be able to use, but probably we wouldn't have used them anyway in preseason. So hopefully, you know, these other guys will take full advantage of the play time and the practice time. We had a couple of issues the other day, and some of these young kids got a chance to go, and I thought it would be a good idea to play some of these guys, you know, extensively anyway. So.
So you definitely leave Q and Nuka at linebacker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you figure out the
open. I don't know about that. I'm not going to put anything on the other end of that. Maybe he comes back fast. Maybe it's 3 weeks. We'll see.
You knew that surgery was a possibility, but I thought the specialist had told him he could manage it.
I don't know what the. I think that word was used. But I think the management part of it would have probably gotten into, you know, less field time and some frustration. So I think after a few days and looking at the calendar, you know, he was very, OC was very positive with Jerry about getting back on the field, really enjoying the time he was out there with his teammates, you know, really wanting to be a part of our team. So I thought that, and I'm hearing it secondhand too, just like, but I thought that those thoughts were very encouraging, and if that's what the situation is, let's get this taken care of. We'll go from here.
Tom, as you understand the situation, does this procedure rectify it to where when he gets back here, physically he should not be limited?
I think that's what he's trying to do. They're trying to eliminate the idea that whenever he works and goes hard in practice that the knee swells up. That's the point, just to eliminate that. Well, hopefully, again, that's behind us, and he's now focused on making a huge contribution to our team this year. Get healthy and do it.
How's Justin? He had not practiced.
He was just sore.
To go today?
Mm-hmm.
Can you look at Travis Beckham? Has he taken any leaps this camp?
Thought he started to, and then he had the 2 days where he was not able to go. And for Travis, that's always... He's got to stay out there. When he stays out there, he becomes more confident. He does a lot more things with consistency, just like any of us would. I suppose you could say that. But there's no doubt that was not the way he was progressing. Was a positive thing. Those couple of days without practicing set him back a little bit, and hopefully he's starting to get that back.
Did you see the flashes in him that why you drafted him? You know, I know.
You do see it. You see it. You know, you see him maneuver and run and catch the ball in traffic and that type of thing, and even made some really hard catches there right before he missed a couple of days. But you just need to see more of it. You need to know that he's out there and he's going to practice and he's going to get the work and he can experience a lot of these things on the practice field.
You always say to us that you're always looking to get better, but now that you've seen 2 weeks of Chandler, now that you've seen Coates blocking, would you be comfortable with these tight ends?
Well, that's a position that's got to get better. So if the group that we have here can improve over the next couple of weeks, fine. If not, we got to get better.
What is the plan right now for Rosenfels in terms of, you know, how he's got to get back?
Well, we'll see whether we had really, this was going to be a car game, and Sage was going to play, and Ryan was not going to get any time, but this may change. We'll see how this next couple of days go for Sage.
How's JPP? Is he in practice?
I think he's ready.
Back
Excuse me?
Foley
still has some issues, you know. He was tight this morning, and so we'll see. Maybe he can loosen up and practice a little bit today, and if not, those young guys are going to get more work.
Are these usual camp physical ailments, or does it seem like there's more this year?
I mean, this has been better than most, to tell you the truth. It looks like a long list, I know that, but when you dig into it, most of them are working, you know. So I don't think it's, you know, this is maybe one of the benefits of one a day, is that you don't have this extensive list that people can't work. A lot of this stuff they can go through. Now, back, that's a little touchy. They can't run, they're not comfortable. Those things would eliminate them from practicing. That's why I say with a couple of days, I was hoping that Boley could work. Now, maybe he can, maybe he can't.
Anything else?
Tom, there's been a lot of talk about finishing the season stronger. How do you work towards that during the training camp?
Finish. It's a constant theme. Finish, finish, finish. Let the last drill be better than the first. Let the, you know, finish the practice in such a way that we can say that we accomplished something, we were better at the end than we were in the beginning. Fourth quarter, stronger, and win the physical battle, all those things.
How comfortable are you with your cornerback depth right now with Prince gone, no Breece Johnson?
Well, you want Prince to get back, no question about it, but a couple of the other guys have done pretty well.
Any names on forever?
You've seen it.
Just to make sure it's clear, OC didn't do anything in practice today.
No, they're not just other than practice. Okay. Practice hard. He goes hard now. When he did practice with us for a couple of days there, he and Beatty really had some good goes, and OC goes hard. Now, he does like to practice, and he practices hard, and you know, everything for him is to get off the ball as fast as he possibly can and recognize run or pass. So he didn't do anything that caused this to happen, other than the fact that it did swell, and they had already some idea that this might take place.
I mean, obviously you knew at the beginning, there's a lot of speculation that this was a contract ploy more than an injury. I think even your injury report at first said he had an injury, not that he did have an injury. But you believed him all along that his knee was an issue, or was there some doubt?
There's been talk about that for quite some time in our from our medical people.